Welcome to Reverse Mortgage Radio, hosted by KLZ's very own reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons. You have so many options with a reverse mortgage. Everyone has a different opinion, and the government keeps changing the rules. You need to hear from the first certified reverse mortgage professional in Colorado to specialize exclusively in reverse mortgages. One of few in the state with the letter CRMP after his name. Bruce has the specific training and education you need to understand what you're buying. Now, here's your host, Bruce Simmons.
Hello and welcome to the show, to Reverse Mortgage Radio. I really appreciate you listening. I wouldn't have much of a show if you didn't listen. It wouldn't be much fun for me just talking to space here. I talk to myself all the time, but I get a little boring with myself sometimes. It's fun to have somebody to talk to. So thank you for tuning in and listening. I really appreciate it. I'd really appreciate it if you called me as well. Call me and say, hey, Bruce, how you doing? I'm interested in a reverse mortgage, because that's what I talk about on this show, is Reverse Mortgage Radio. And today, though, we're taking a little bit of a detour. We're going to talk about reverse mortgages, I promise. But as you know, the Federal Reserve raised rates this week again. And also, most people have been getting their tax assessments. Those are a couple of topics I want to talk about. But before we do that, please feel free to contact me with any questions you have about the show or about reverse mortgages or anything of that nature. My name, again, is Bruce Simmons, and you can reach me directly at 303-467-7821. 303-467-7821 is my direct line. You can also visit me online at reversemortgageradio.net. If you just tuned into the show and now you're pulling up somewhere and you've got to get out of the car in a few minutes, you can also go to reversemortgageradio.net and find my radio show. This show will be up posted on my website next week. And you can see the podcast for all my shows, about 5.5 years. We're going on 6 years now. Actually, this month, May, is 6 years now because I started in 2017. So yeah, 6 years worth of radio shows on my website. You just keep scrolling down, 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 and you'll find them all. And it's one point or another, I've talked about interest rates or negative amortization or closing costs or different ways that you can draw money from reverse mortgages. All these different things are on there, and they all have a little explanation, a little paragraph about what the show's about. So feel free to scroll through, and you can also download my consumer guide. I've got a reverse mortgage consumer guide that's for free on there. And once you do that, I'll probably give you a shout. I'll give you a call or send you an email just to make sure that there were no problems. You didn't have any issues downloading it, and see if you have any questions. That's, you know, the way it works. But anyways, spring has sprung. Have you noticed? It's beautiful weather this week. Unfortunately, the clouds of taxes are looming. That's too bad, really, because we all know our property values went up. And unfortunately, when the value goes up, that means the taxes go up, which is really not very good. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. I want to talk about, first of all, reverse mortgages. I want to explain what a reverse mortgage is. Then we're going to get into a little bit about the interest rates, and we'll talk a little bit about property taxes as well. And I'm going to have a reference for you for some videos. Somebody online does a fantastic job for Colorado taxes on explaining what the how Colorado figures out what you owe and all that. And they talk about the Gallagher Amendment and the repeal of the Gallagher Amendment, how that's been going to cost us more money now in taxes, all these things. But it's all very, very, very good. So stick around. I do want to let you know, a reverse mortgage, for those of you that haven't listened before, is most of the time an FHA-insured loan that's specifically designed for people who are 62 and over. It allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into money that you can use however you want. Any existing loan, however, that's on the home has to be paid off first. So, for example, if you've got a $100,000 mortgage on your home and we can loan you $150,000 on a reverse mortgage, the first $100,000 of the $150,000 we loan you has to go to pay off your existing mortgage. And that means you only get $50,000 left over. Now, the benefit of that, obviously, because I've done loans where people have barely had enough money to pay off their mortgage and they got nothing left over. Or in some cases, they even brought cash to closing. So let's say, for example, you owe $250,000 and I can only loan you $240,000. And you say, you know what? I really want to get out from under this mortgage payment. I'm going to take $10,000 out of my savings and pay the difference, because we have to be able to pay off your existing loan completely. Once you do that, the benefit is there's never a mortgage payment on your home again, as long as you keep the reverse mortgage. Now, you do have to live there as your primary residence. You have to pay your own property taxes and homeowner's insurance now, because there's no mortgage. You're not sending in a mortgage payment. They're not escrowing your taxes and insurance. So it's going to be placed on you. It's your responsibility to pay your property taxes and insurance, live there as your primary residence. You have to maintain your home. So you can't let your home go to pot or grow pot. I don't know. You can't let it deteriorate. And you have to keep your name on title. And I was just talking to somebody this week about that, because she said a lot of her family had put their homes into a trust. I said, if you're going to do that, you're removing your name from title, and that would cause the loan to be called due if you have a reverse mortgage. So if you wanted to move to have your home in a trust and you have an existing reverse mortgage already, you need to send a copy of the trust, call your customer service department and send a copy of the trust to your servicer so they can review it and make sure it meets FHA guidelines. And then they'll approve it to say, okay, yes, you can then transfer this home into a trust as long as you're the trustee and the trust has to meet certain guidelines, okay? If you're already in a trust and you wanted to get a reverse mortgage, we can still help you out. Basically, what I do is I get a copy of the trust beforehand, send it to an attorney to review to make sure it meets FHA guidelines. And every now and again, there's a little tweak or something, very minor, nothing to change any of the substance of the trust, but we have to maybe change the wording on one thing or another. And then you can have your attorney review it too, if you wanted. And that way we're all on the same page. But I do reverse mortgages for people who have trusts all the time. But then what happens is, as long as you live there, you never have to make a mortgage payment. But like I said, you're still responsible to pay your own property taxes, which are going up, and your insurance. Now, like I said, there's no payment, but you're still charged interest every month. You don't have to pay it, but you're charged it. So what happens is the loan balance gets larger because the interest that you're not paying out of your pocket every month gets added to your existing loan balance. And so now if this month your loan balance is $240,000, next month, let's say you were charged $800 in interest, now you've got a loan balance of $240,800. So that's what you're charged interest on the next month. And I talked about this, I think it was a couple weeks ago. Was it last week or a couple weeks ago? About negative amortization. So within the last few weeks, I've talked about this in great detail. Basically, it sounded like I was talking you out of doing a reverse mortgage. But you just have to know how it works. I don't ever, ever, ever want to have somebody contact me who I did a loan for and call me back 2 or 3 or 4 years later and say, boy, I really regret doing this. I've never had that happen, and I don't want you to be the first one to do it, to call me, okay? I'm going to make sure you understand how reverse mortgages work. That's my main goal for this show. I want people to understand, number one, it's not the devil, okay? But also, there are pros and cons to this, the program. It's just like anything. Yin and yang, there's pros and cons to everything. Some people look at the negatives of a reverse mortgage and say, that's nothing. I don't care about that. Other people look at it and say, holy moly, I'm never doing a reverse mortgage. And that's fine, as long as you're basing your decision on accurate information. That's the main goal that I want to get across. I talk to a lot of people every year. Probably I meet in person with people, or, you know, sometimes over Zoom or what have you, but I'll talk with people and give them quotes, and about half the time people will do it and half the time they don't. And that's perfectly fine, because The other thing is that a lot of times people gather the information. They say, you know what? Right now, this is not for me. But then things change. And maybe a year, two, three, four down the road, they call me back because I'm still here. I've been with American Liberty Mortgage, which is a company I work for 12 years now almost. And I've been in the business 20 years. All I do is reverse mortgages. I don't mess with any other loans. I don't even know what the interest rates are on regular mortgages because it doesn't apply to me or my work. It's the way it is. I only deal with reverse. However, today I am talking about interest rates because the Federal Reserve adjusted the interest rate this week. And every time it happens, I get a call or two from people that say, uh-oh, am I too late to do a reverse mortgage? The interest rates just went up today. I say, no, the interest rate changes that you see publicized all over the news is they're already built in to the system. So basically, the way we calculate the amount of interest that we charge on reverse mortgages is based on the one-year Treasury index. The one-year Treasury index. And I don't know what the rates are today, honestly. I didn't check this morning. And I follow it throughout the day. I just was busy today and I didn't check. I should have before getting on the radio. But on Wednesday, the day that the rate change came about, the one-year Treasury index, which was at, 4.76. I don't even remember. It went down by like 0.1% on that rate. I don't remember what the rates are or were. I wrote them down incorrectly when I checked them on Wednesday. But and then the 10-year Treasury, which is the rate we use to calculate how much we can loan you, that rate went down about 0.1% as well. So even though the Federal Reserve raised rates by 0.25%, the U.S. Treasuries went down by about 0.1% on that day anyway. Now, they may turn around and shoot back up, but I don't know that they're – I think they've been pretty steady, and they're kind of holding steady right now. Maybe they drop a little bit this week. Maybe they go a little bit up next week, but they're right in that – staying in the same range. So what the Federal Reserve does is not really overly important. Over the long run, it is, but on the day that they make the change, it doesn't affect me or you directly. It just, it shows the trend is what it does. And they also look directly at the comments that the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, say about interest rates. And really, it looks like they're wanting to hold rates steady now. They're not anticipating, at least the way I understood it, they're not anticipating a raise. They're kind of wanting to wait and see. They're taking a wait and see mode. They're not lowering rates, but they're kind of saying, well, maybe we think that we've reached far enough and we're going to wait and see how these increases affect the economy. So that's how the interest rates work, generally speaking, that we're not affected directly on the day of the change, unless the Federal Reserve did something that was unexpected. So today, if they came out, everybody knew that they were going to raise the rates by 0.25%. If they came out and said, oh, we're raising it by 0.5%, then rates would have jumped. If they said, we're holding them steady and we're not raising them at all, then rates would have fallen because it's out of the expectations. All right, that's enough about interest rate stuff. Let's talk about property assessments, these tax assessments. I got a call this week from a customer of mine. Her value, she said, went up from like 590 something to over $900,000. She had something like a 60 some percent increase in her property taxes. I checked mine. Mine went up by 38.5%, my value. And in Jefferson County, where I am, if you go to the website, you go to the treasurer website, they have a little button on there that says your expected taxes for 2023. So they give you even not just the value, but your expected taxes. Now, it could change, obviously, but in mine, they were going up by $900 because this year my taxes on my home were like $2,330. Next year, they're $3,230. So everybody's going to be paying more in taxes. There's no way around it. And a reverse mortgage might be able to help you out in that situation. I'll never forget one of the first loans I did And for somebody out of state, I worked for the evil empire at the time, Wells Fargo. And I did a loan for a lady who was a loan officer here in Colorado. Her dad lived in New York. And we did a loan because he could not afford his property taxes. He owned his home free and clear. But his property taxes, and I think this was like 2006 or seven, I think it was 2000, maybe five or six. And his value was like $350,000 or $400,000 in New York at that time. And his property taxes were over $9,000. That's just crazy. And that's what happens, unfortunately, when we don't have these checks and balances in place. And unfortunately, in 2020, we voted out the Gallagher Amendment. And I'm going to get into that in just a minute. But basically, well, why don't we go ahead and do it now? So in the late 70s and early 80s, the local governments were having problems. I mean, obviously, the inflation was going crazy and things, and property taxes were going up by 30 and 40% from one year to the next. And the thing is, why should state and local governments, this is my thought, but also they talked about this on the Independence Institute. There's a guy on there that does videos on taxes. I highly recommend you check out the Independent Institute on YouTube and watch these tax videos where this guy explains exactly how the state calculates taxes and everything. And on there, he said, and I don't remember his name. He didn't address his name. But he said, why should state and local government tax revenues increase by 30 or 40% from one year to the next simply because your home value has increased by 30 or 40%? The fact that your home is worth more on paper does not give you any more money month to month to pay increasing bills or, you know, with the inflation, gas bills and all this stuff, or property taxes now. But the way that they calculate taxes is because of they go back 18 months to some 2 years, like Boulder County goes back 2 years. But the assessment period ended on June 30th of 2022, which was really the peak of the property values. They flattened off and even dropped since then. So people will call, they'll say, like this lady who called me, she said, my home is not worth $950,000. You know, maybe not today, but at the time, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, it was getting close, maybe, you know? But she said, well, people automatically assume because I live in this expensive home and this big home that it's all been remodeled, and it hasn't. And I said, that's one thing you want to do. If your home has deferred maintenance, you can take pictures of it. And there are disputes that you can file with the county, and you can get a reassessment. And if you send in pictures of your home, okay, this is my kitchen and it's a 1970s kitchen, then hopefully with that, they'll adjust your value down. In Boulder County, the assessor, this week I went to a class that the assessor was teaching about taxes, and she said that they get about 10% of every year people wanting to dispute their taxes. And she said that they actually approve about 50% of them, which blew me away. I thought, holy cow, I couldn't believe that they would make changes to 50% of their requests, but they do. And so that's a good thing. Maybe if your house has some unique thing that it's not worth what you think it is, then it makes sense to file that claim and try to get them to lower that. Okay, if you just tuned in, you are listening to Reverse Mortgage Radio. My name is Bruce Simmons. I'm the Reverse Mortgage Manager here. You can reach me directly at 303-467-7821. 303-467-7821 is my direct line. And you can also visit me online at reversemortgageradio.net. So please feel free to visit me online or give me a call. I'd love to talk with you about your situation. Today, we're talking about taxes. We talked about interest rates a little bit, and now we're talking about the property taxes because most people got their tax assessments this week. Okay, let me get back on topic here because I kind of interrupted myself. I started talking about how in the 70s and 80s, property values were going up a lot because of inflation, like what we're in now. But what happened is the legislature, the government, the state government passed the Gallagher Amendment, and it was named obviously after the legislator who authored it. And it passed with over 65% of the vote. It was very popular at the time. But in 2020, our legislature, they decided that they wanted to bring an amendment to repeal that. And we voted for it. I say we, I didn't vote for it. And you probably didn't vote for it, but a lot of people did. And mostly it was because of misleading language that was in the bill that said that property tax rates would not be increased. And in fact, property tax rates for this year have decreased. They lowered them a little bit. But either way, most people don't understand what the Gallagher Amendment says, and I don't really understand it in all honesty as well as I should. But in a nutshell, it says that residential property taxes could not total more than 45% of all property taxes collected. So the state would need to lower residential assessment rates as needed to make sure that homeowners' property taxes stayed within that 45% limit. It could never go above that. That's the way it was supposed to be. But what this did is it allowed property taxes to rise slowly over time. And, you know, most years property taxes went up, but this way it wouldn't spike like we're going to see now, unfortunately, because we don't have this amendment. So we're going to get this big spike because the Gallagher Amendment was passed. And it was Amendment B on the ballot in 2020. That's what it was. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense that, in my mind, like I said before, why should the state get so much more money just because the value of your home went up? That's like what they've proposed with these asset taxes, basically saying if you're above a certain level of income and you've got $10 million or $1 billion, that they're going to tax any assets beyond that, whether you sell them or not. And in my mind, that's just not right. But that's the way property taxes are calculated too. So right now, property taxes, the assessment from the period goes from January of 2021 to June 30th of 2022. And like I said, June of 2022 was kind of the peak of the values that people had. And the assessment rate statewide is 6.796% for residential property. Commercial property is up like 29%, something like that. And that's going to affect a lot of renters, unfortunately, too. But there's three variables that determine the property tax bill: the actual value, the state assessment rate, that's that 6.79%, and then the number of mills levied by local taxing authorities, depending on what it is. And that's the part we get really wonky, and I'm not going to get into that today because I totally don't understand it myself, and I don't feel like I can explain something that I don't really understand as well. But the point I want to make is going back to like that guy in New York. He took out a reverse mortgage on his home to pay his property taxes. And if you think that you may have challenges paying your property taxes, a reverse mortgage may be just the ticket for you. Right now, take advantage of these values. I think the values are maintaining overall. Property values have come down some, but they're more flat than dropping in my mind. Some areas, I guess they've dropped a little bit, but not tremendously. And I think that it's still a good time to tap into the equity of your home. And the one of the benefits of having interest rates be on the little bit on the higher side is, let's say you own your home free and clear and you want to set up a line of credit. So you take this money out. Well, you don't take any money out except for the closing costs, but you're going to set up a line of credit. Let's say you've got $200,000 that you can set in that line of credit. Now you've got money to pay your taxes or to take trips or just to live a more comfortable lifestyle. That money's available to you and it's 100% guaranteed by FHA, the Federal Housing Administration. That money can never be closed out as long as you live in the home, either you or your spouse live in the home as your primary residence, you keep up with your property taxes, and you can use the money from the reverse mortgage to do that. You can pay your homeowners, and you have to pay your homeowners insurance and maintain the home and keep your name on title. As long as you do those things, you never have to pay it back, and you can never have that line of credit closed out on you, no matter what happens to the value. If the value did drop by 50%, we cannot close that line of credit. It's guaranteed. So you can set up this line of credit, and there's also a growth rate to the line of credit. So right now, the growth rate on the line of credit is 0.5% greater than the interest rate you're charged on the loan. If you set this line of credit up, all you're charged interest on is the closing cost that we did, that you financed in the loan to get it set up. I never collect any money from my customers up front to pay any of the closing costs. I don't collect an appraisal fee or an application fee or a credit report fee up front from you at all. So we roll those costs into the loan. So your loan balance could be $10,000, it could be $8,000, it could be $12,000 or $15,000, depending on the value of your home. And the closing cost, the big closing cost is the initial mortgage insurance premium, which goes to FHA, which protects that money that you've got available. And it also protects if ever the value of the home drops below the loan amount that you owe. So if you end up owing more on the home than it's worth, that mortgage insurance protects you. So there's a lot of benefits to having that mortgage insurance in place, but there's a cost to it too. And that's rolled into the loan. But then you've got all this money set aside in a line of credit that you can tap anytime you want. Or we can also schedule it to send you a monthly payment every month if that's what you wanted. Or you could do some combination of it. You could take out a big lump sum if you wanted $20,000, or I'm doing a loan right now for a guy for about $40,000 so he could buy a new truck, and then he's going to have the rest of the money in the line of credit because having that truck's important to him, and it adds to his quality of life, and it's his choice. It's his house. So I probably wouldn't do that, a reverse mortgage for that, and most financial advisors would advise against it, but this is important to this person because he's never had a new truck. So all these different things play into the reasons why people do reverse mortgages. But the bottom line is it's meant to relieve financial stress. If looking at your tax bill is going to cause you a lot of stress, then maybe a reverse mortgage might help relieve some of that stress. But my name is Bruce Simmons, and I'm the reverse mortgage manager for American Liberty Mortgage. Feel free to give me a call at 303-467-7821. I'd love to talk with you about your situation. I'll be a listening ear for you to complain about your property taxes. Okay. You can also visit me online at reversemortgageradio.net. So 303-467-7821 is my direct line, or reversemortgageradio.net. Thanks so much for listening today. I appreciate it. Hope you enjoy this spring weather and have a fantastic day.
Call KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, today. Ask about his free Colorado Consumer Guide, 303-467-7821 or reversemortgageradio.net. Bruce will come to you anywhere across the Front Range to make sure you understand how reverse mortgages work. Regulated by DORA, NMLS number 409914, American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.